How's it going, everyone? Welcome to a brand new episode of The Daily Unicorn, in which I speak to a complete stranger by the name of Rachel, very sweet young woman, going through a fat loss plateau, doing everything properly, counting her calories, exercising 4 to 5 times a week, but not sure why she can't break through this plateau. So in this episode, her and I talk about what's going on, and we figure it out very quickly. Not only a common issue for most people, but a very specific reason that most people overlook as to why they can't break through their fat loss plateau, even if they're doing everything perfectly. So give it a listen. Let me know if you have any questions. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.
Hello.
Rachel, how are you?
We got there in the end.
We finally got it. Well, so Rachel, first of all, thank you for taking the time to hop on the call with me. And second, so basically right now we are recording, and just for everybody listening, Rachel and I have never spoken before. Rachel messaged me on Instagram. It was earlier, I think it was at 4 a.m. my time. So you're in England, right, Rachel?
I'm in Wales. Yeah. Same time as England.
Got it. Awesome. So you're in Wales, and actually I forget your question, but I read it and I was like, oh, this is a great one to answer for everybody, because it's a good question and so many people struggle with the same thing. So I wanted to talk about it publicly. And so Rachel, could you just do me a favor and reiterate your question for me?
Okay. So I've been eating in a calorific deficit for quite some time now. I've hit a plateau. I've been on this plateau for, I'd say, about 3 months. Been eating wholesome food, drinking plenty of water, gymming 4 or 5 times a week, mixing up my workouts, I'm lifting heavy, I'm doing a lot of cardio, and I just can't seem to break through.
Okay, got it. So, Rachel, would you mind if I ask you, how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm about 5'1", and I weigh about 9 stone. I think that's, like, 58 kilograms, but don't hold me to that. I'm not sure on kilograms.
All right, so 1 second. So I'm going to have to go to Google and translate 9 stone to pounds so I actually know mm-hmm. how much we're talking. So 9 stone is 126 pounds. And how tall did you say you are?
About 5'1".
5'1", got it. So 126 pounds, 5'1". You are already a pretty lean, athletic person, right? So you train, you work out hard, your nutrition is very good.
Yes, but it's like my arms and my legs, everything, but like most women, I hold all of the fat is in the stomach, and that just does not seem to budge.
Got it. Okay, so this is really, really, really good. Now, how many calories are you eating?
Between 1,200 and 1,300, and then obviously when I exercise, I work out how many of those calories I've burnt, and then I obviously replace those with eating.
But well, I'll tell you what, Rachel, I think we arrived at a conclusion much faster than I expected to. How many calories are you burning from exercise?
Around 600.
There's your problem. How are you counting your calories burned?
It's a Garmin Vivo Fit. It's a wristwatch. It's not exactly the best thing in the world, but it's a rough estimate. Well,
this has went way faster and way more easy than I expected it to. But what if I were to tell you that those calorie trackers that track how many calories you burn are notoriously wrong by upwards of 50%?
Okay.
So what's going on? And so people often ask me, should you add the calories back into your nutrition that you burn during exercise? And I always say no. Unless you're like an elite athlete performing at the level of like Michael Phelps, who's someone who's swimming not like for 8 hours a day or something, just burning thousands and thousands of calories. But if you're burning to the tune of what your tracker says is 600, what is that, like roughly about an hour or so of cardio?
It can be, but probably about an hour 20, to be honest with you.
Got it. Okay. But I mean, it's for an hour 20, you're definitely not doing a full on sprint. It's more of a,
oh no, it's the kind of like high intensity split with weights and plyometric kind of moves.
Got it. Understood. So I would be shocked if you're burning 600 in terms of if that's what your tracker is telling you.
Yeah.
Odds are you're probably burning closer to between 250 to 300.
Okay.
And even then I still wouldn't add those calories back in.
Okay.
To start, what you might want to do is, so like, do you say usually you would add back about 600? Is that like an average?
No, I never add, because I've hit this plateau, I've been trying to add less. So say I'm burning 600, then I would try and eat like 400, 500 of those, like on top of the...
Got it. And so how many days a week do you do that? Is it every day?
It's 4 to 5, normally Monday through Friday.
Got it. So this is, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for getting on this call because, and we're not getting off yet. I just want to say thank you because this is such a common problem. And because what's happening is 4 to 5 days a week, you're actually eating significantly more than you think. So let's say, for example, you're eating 1300 and then you add 400 on top of that. Now you're sitting at 1700 mm-hmm. for the day. And are you weighing and measuring your food, or is it more eyeballing?
No, I have the scales.
Got it. So scales. So realistically, like then that 1700, and that might bring you down to, we'll call it 1500, just for like the 200 or so that you did burn,
mm-hmm.
Which is right around probably maintenance.
Okay. Yeah. Where you are. That makes total sense.
It actually makes total sense that you'd be stuck at this quote unquote plateau when you think that you're in a deficit, which is so frustrating because you're like, what the hell? I'm doing everything right. But you didn't realize that the tracker was fooling you. So
okay.
I'm so glad. This is incredible. This is like, what I want you to do is don't add any calories back for the next 3-4 weeks. Don't add any calories back to what you burn. Just have exactly your 1200 to 1300. If you want, what you can do is I would say a couple like calorie day. So maybe like 1400 2 to 3 days a week, and then go to 1200 or so the rest of the days of the week. If you want to, you don't have to. I like to do a calorie cycling approach sometimes just because it gives me more leeway on the days that I want to eat more.
Mm-hmm.
Just either do exactly what you're doing now and just don't add the calories back, or do that cyclical approach. And I would love to follow up on your progress to see if that helped.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, since I have you here, is there anything else that you wanted to ask? Is there any other questions, or is that all you want to talk about?
No, that is all that's been on my mind.
Rachel, you are extraordinary. Thank you so much. I'm very excited to do this. Thank you so much for getting on the phone.
No problem.
Anything you need, let me know. And by the way, actually, we got to tell everybody this. So getting on this call was not the easiest thing in the world. Right?
No.
There was a little bit of like, Rachel was like, listen, I'm a technophobe. I'm not really like, do I have to use one of those app thingies? Meanwhile, we're literally talking on Instagram, one of those app thingies. So thank you so much, Rachel. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for your help.
Awesome. Have a good one.
You too.